Lift your hands, lift your voice. Honor him, worship him, adore him. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. Thank you for the privilege of knowing you. Thank you for the privilege of relationship. Father, we ask that not one of us will leave here the same way they have come. Breathe upon this service this morning and give someone a testimony. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. Welcome somebody by your side. Shake your hands and welcome them to the presence of the Lord. And you might be seated. Hallelujah. I welcome everyone here today in the precious name of Jesus Christ. And like you have heard, greetings to you from Owerri, Imo State. We had the most exciting crusade there, and you shall see, soon be watching the clips. This morning, I want to speak on the subject, very, very important subject that we all need to take heed to, and it is titled, The Necessity of Existence at the Top. The necessity of existence at the top. Matthew chapter 5 verse 14 all the way to verse 16, it said, "You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Our objective this morning first is to understand why it is necessary for kingdom people to exist at the top place in life, or the top places of life, kingdom people. Why is it necessary to exist or to occupy the top places of life? And then our second objective is to understand the way to the top. By the midweek service, it was established that the destiny of God's people is the top place of life. It was made clear that the topmost place is the place for God's people. We saw it by creation. Five avenues where we saw them. By creation, that God destined us for the top. He said, you're in a hurry. He said, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, have dominion. That we are to dominate, to take charge. And then by the Abrahamic covenant, Genesis chapter 15 verse 5 will interest you. He said, and he brought him forth and said, look now toward heaven and tell the stars, if thou be able to number them. And he said unto him, so shall thy seed be. So every seed of Abraham is a star in a kingdom. It's a star. And then we also know that we are destined for the top by the law of Moses. If we hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord our God, the Lord will set us up on high. If you read verse 13, it's very, very critical. And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail. And thou shalt be above sometimes. Thou shalt be in the middle sometimes. If If it is not above, you are not where I want you to be. That shall be above how? What is the meaning of above only? I want this to open your eyes. It shook me when I saw it again afresh. Thou shalt be above only. Don't manage the middle. Don't manage the ground floor. Don't manage average. Thou shalt be above only. And never beneath. That is, by creation, our place is atop. By the law of Moses, our place is atop. By the prophetic, no, by creation, by the Abrahamic covenant, and then we have seen by the law. And then number four is by the prophets. He said, in the last days, the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains, and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow into it. That is the church institution. It's meant to be the pace-setting institution globally. And that is confirmed. I mean, Harvard is a church-based university. It's topmost university in the world now. Cambridge, Oxford. That whatever came out of the church should be the standard setter, the standard bearer. That church people, their place is the top. In Malachi chapter 3 and in verse 17 to 18, I am doing this for the sake of, because that Wednesday is the foundation for today. For the sake of those who were not there. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in the day when I make up my jewels, my precious materials, and I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Then you shall return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, and between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. It will be demarcated. It will be clear. There will be no argument. This man serves God and this man does not serve God. And this man is diamond and this one is gravel. That's what he said. He maketh my jewels, my precious metals. Diamonds are scarce. Gravel is plenty. We are destined for the top by the prophets. And then number five, we are destined for the top by redemption. We just read that now in Matthew chapter 5 and in verse 14. Matthew 5 and in verse 14, he said, you are the light of the world, the illumination of your generation, a city that is set on a hill that cannot be healed. Did you see that? Ye are the light of the world, a city set on a hill, not a village located in the pit. A city set on a hill, not a clan located in the valley. The hill is the top. What is the summary of this? Whatever is your profession, God designed that you rise to the top of it. Whatever you do with your life, the top of it is your place. Are you in the academic realm? You are to become a professor, then the head of department, then the dean of the faculty, then the deputy vice chancellor, then the vice chancellor. Are you in the legal realm? What is your practice? If you are practicing on the bench, rise all the way to become the judge and become the judge at the highest level. If you are practicing at the bar, ensure that you are not drunk. You rise to become the senior advocate of Nigeria. Just rise to the highest level. You are a medical doctor practicing. Go all the way. Go all the way. Just go all the way. You are a businessman. Go all the way and become a multi-billionaire businessman with employees under you. Whatever you are a politician, rise to the highest possible level. Go to the level where You are an influence in that realm. He said, above only. It's a commandment. It's as good as thou shalt not kill. Do everything you need to do so you don't kill person. Do everything you need to do within the law so that you rise to the top. Am I communicating now? This is very, very important. I made up my mind that there is nothing I would have done in life that would keep me in the pit. Nothing. Nothing I would do with my life. I met one of the young men that were together in the university in those days. We were on the executive of our conference, and he came all the way from the U.S. And I said, what are you doing? I said, he's Dr. So-and-so, consultant, pediatrician, consultant, and so on and so forth. I said, why are you not a professor by now? He said, it is so strange. I said, well, don't waste your time like that. He said, in fact, sir, the people that I have taught are already professors. So what are you doing with your life? You are in the academic realm, and you are just moving. You went from UK to US and so on and so forth, and you are still bearing doctor. He woke up. And he called me the other day. And he said, thank you for waking me up. You see, I'm on that pathway now. Am I communicating at all? Whatever you do, if you are not upgraded, you become outdated. You become outmoded, antiquated. Medical doctor, you are running a private clinic and you are just settled down as a private practitioner. It's okay. You can run a private clinic, but at least become a consultant general practitioner. At least get something. And just move forward. And there is a reason why this must happen. Why is it necessary for kingdom people to be at the top? I am going, this is where we are actually going. Why is it necessary to be at the top? Is it for show? Is it for fun? No. I'll give you five of them in this service. And then five reasons in the next service. Number one, to demonstrate the excellence of our God to our generation. To demonstrate the excellence of our God to our generation. That is to demonstrate and advertise God's character of excellence, distinction, and top quality to our generation. We are designed to demonstrate and advertise God's character of excellence, of distinction, of top quality to our generation. This is what I mean. We are designed to confirm to the world that since God is up, He's called the Most High. Since God is up, those who belong to Him are designed for the top. Like God's servant Bishop David Oyedepo said, we cannot be the children of the Most High and occupy the most low places of the earth. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill that cannot be hid. Isaiah chapter 61 verse 9. He said, their seed shall be known among the Gentiles. And their offspring among the people. All that see them shall acknowledge them that they are the seed which the Lord has blessed. People should see you and be able to connect you with God. They see that God is most high, you are not low. They see that God is the all-wise God and you are not a fool. They see that God is powerful and you are not a weakling. It's not possible for the duck, D-U-C-K, to be claiming the paternity of an eagle. There will be paternity dispute. The duck is saying that the eagle is his father. He's claiming, and then there is a litigation. Let's go to court about this matter. How can you be duck? You cannot even walk well. You can't even walk well. Not to talk of flying. And you say eagle is your father. You say, eagle is my father. No, he's claiming the paternity of the eagle. His eagle is the father. He can't walk well. Belente fly. No. It becomes an abomination of eaglehood. An insult to the eagle family. That they have an offspring that is crawling and says it's an eaglet. No way. That is how God feels. When you move about with mediocrity and you say the Almighty is your father. Am I communicating? When you are just substandard and average and low, everything you do, you are at the back. You say, my Father in heaven, I glorify your name. I bow down before you. I get a response from heaven. What are you saying again? I can't understand. You say I am your father and you are looking like that. Hey! If there is somebody that is about to represent God well, you will jump up and say, I am rising. I am shining. Say after me, say the top place is my place. One member of our church here, after a while, I said, what are you doing? He's a lawyer. How's your practice? He's doing fine. How many years at the bar? He's so and so many years at the bar. I said, why are you not a senior advocate now? He looked at me and said, why are you not a senior advocate of Nigeria? Those who are senior advocate, do they have two heads? He said, I'm walking towards it. I said, walk towards it very fast. What do you need? Oh, I need some cases at this place, some cases at the Supreme Court. I need the office like this and that. I said, okay, I give you 1-2 years. Went back after 2 years. I said, how far? He said, office is ready. This is ready. That is ready. He has the cases. He has now put in the application. I said, go and return back. He returned back with his SAN. Put under pressure. I put him under pressure. And he came back. One man came. He said, he has PhD in PhD in virology. BSc Microbiology, MSc Immunology. He's on level 9 at Federal Ministry of Health. I said, you have immunology, you have virology, you have microbiology. It is your type that should be doing research for HIV cure at Johns Hopkins University. That's what I say, specific. He woke up. Later on, he came to me, he said he has been given admission to come for postdoctoral fellowship at Johns Hopkins University. He went there and came back. I am here to push you. In a name that is above every name, so that you can refuse to sin. If you are in business, stop toying around 110,000. $20,000. I'm not asking you to steal. I am asking you to do all that is legitimately possible to stop crawling where you are crawling and move to the highest level. And the aim of it is not just that you have 10 people working for you, you move to 100 people working for you, 1,000 people, 10,000 people, where you are determining positively the destiny of many people. Say a loud amen. Say a loud amen. Say a louder amen. Somebody was doing his presidency program in obstetrics and gynecology. Midway, he said God has called him to go into ministry. Midway, he's already a senior registrar. He has 2 more years to become consultant gynecologist. Middle of the road, he said God has called him to ministry. I said, no way. You must go and finish it. Don't run from the call. No way. Go and finish it. Go and, after you finish it, you can drop it and go for the calling. He went and finished it. And then came out, he came to thank me. He started a women's hospital and also started a church. Am I coming? God is not the author of confusion. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. He doesn't do things halfway. Except he's not the one who asked you to start it. I prophesy to somebody here, your life will not be wasted. Anybody whose life is currently stagnated, I prophesy, you are moving to that next level. If you are saying amen, say louder, amen. You are moving to that next level. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest, amen. Give the Lord the praise and take your seat. To demonstrate the excellence of our God to our generation. Number two, I'm going to rush now for the sake of time. To bring the lost out of darkness into the light of the gospel. True quality, superior, excellent or top level existence. Again, to bring the lost out of darkness into the light of the gospel. True quality, superior, excellent or top level existence. You bring the lost out of the darkness into the light when we release quality, superior, excellent or top level existence. Matthew 5:16 said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works. That is, shine means be outstanding. So that people have something to see that can point them to your Father. Did you see that? Something to see that can point them to your Father. Top level existence or quality existence is a light that shines for the world to see. Listen. We don't only preach with our mouth, we preach with our result. Did you hear that? You don't only preach with your mouth, you preach with your result. You don't only point people to God with your utterance, you point people to God with your excellence. And I can tell you the truth. Your result is more evangelistic than your preaching. What people see of you, what they see you have become because you are following God, that God has done, what they see that God has done in your life is more evangelistic. It will convince more people than what you are saying with your mouth. St. Augustine said, your actions speak so loud I can't hear your voice. Your action is just so loud that even your voice is drowned. Someone said, preach the gospel always. I think it's the same person. And when necessary, use words. Use words when necessary. But the most important thing is keep preaching. And when it is necessary, add word to your preaching. The meaning of that is, your life is your most important preaching. Your action, your result. They were watching for you to fail, you didn't fail. They were watching for you to sink, you didn't sink. They are seeing you flying at the top. They are seeing you at the top of your game. They know that you know your onions. They can't look down on you. They can't talk down on you. Somebody say a loud amen. I want you from this moment forward to stop driving away people from God by failure. You heard what I just said? Stop turning people away from God through failure, through mediocrity, through underperformance. Stop making people turn from church because your life is mediocre. There are people who will follow you. You haven't said anything. Was it not Zechariah chapter 8? Was it verse 23? Where he said, and many will hold it to the skirts of him that is a Jew. In those days shall come to pass that 10 men shall take hold out of all languages of the nations. Even they shall take hold of the skirt of him that is a Jew, the skirt of him that belong to God. They will hold his cloth, saying, we will go with you. I have not preached to them yet, because we have heard that God is with you. We have heard it. We can see everything about you shows that God is with you. Even though you haven't preached to us, we want to follow you. That shall be your portion shortly. That shall be your portion shortly. Make it easy for unbelievers to listen to you by your results of quality, by your results of outstanding existence. Make it easy for unbelievers to hear you by your results of top level operation. Make it easy for unbelievers to hear you. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Somebody say a louder amen. By his mercies, I move with audacity, authority, and I can talk to anybody under heaven. Reason, I'm not a mediocre, I'm not a failure. God helped me through university and helped me to become a medical doctor. So whatever you are in life, and I'm preaching the gospel to you, you can't look down on me in any way. You can't say this man couldn't succeed in life, that is why he became a pastor. Or he couldn't go to school, he couldn't do this or that. You can't say that, not in your dreams. And whoever you are, whatever be your profession, I could talk to you at your level. Am I communicating? Not for sure. But to ensure that your life and your gospel and what you have to say is potent. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody say the Lord most amen. Number three, again I said our excellence is more evangelistic than our utterance. Excellence attracts and mediocrity repels. Number three, this is very important. What is the necessity of existence at the top for kingdom people? Number three is to exist. First is to demonstrate. Number two is to bring the lost out. And number three is to exist as the voice. As a voice for the kingdom. In a world of satanic wickedness and hostility, to exist as a voice for the kingdom. In a world of satanic wickedness and hostility. are the vice chancellor of the university, or the deputy vice chancellor of some sort or something, and then they want to make a law, a decree that is anti-God where you are. And you say, no way, not while I am here. Not while I'm here. In Matthew chapter 27, verse 57, when Jesus died, and everybody had run away, Peter had denied Jesus and gone, Thomas had doubted him and found his level, Judas had betrayed him, others had run away, everybody was hiding themselves so that they would not be caught and maybe crucified. They thought there was a man who would not run. They called him Joseph of Arimathea. When the evening was come, there came a rich man of Arimathea named Joseph, who also himself was Jesus' disciple. He went to Pilate and demanded, the word bed there was demanded, the body of Jesus. Then Pilate commanded the body to be delivered. He went to Pilate and demanded. When there was the need for somebody to speak on behalf of the kingdom, when there was a need for a voice to stand and say no, it was not the voice of a low man, of an average man, of a mediocre that was needed. It was the voice of an authority. Am I communicating? It was the voice of an authority. For example, you are in the Senate as a child of God. Not Christian by name. Not Christian by, because there are some who call themselves Christian that are worse than devils. They are sitting where the church is being persecuted. They are sitting where the church, all manner of decisions are being taken against God, against the church, against his people, and they sit there like a dumb ass. Eating money and eating all manner of terrible things, and then they are there. Useful to nobody. Not this nation, not the community, not their constituency, to nobody but their tummy. Tummy that will rot in the earth after death. We're not talking about those kind of people. We're not talking about those kind of people. We're talking about firebrand rugged men. People who are almost like pastors, except that God called them into the politics. They have the anointing of a priest and the mantle of a king. Am I communicating? Royal priesthood means kingly priests, priestly kings. Am I communicating at all? They are there in the business realm. They are there everywhere. And he stands up with the eyes flaming with fire. Not when I am here. You don't pass this nonsense law. Not while some of us are here. And then when he stands to speak, there are others who couldn't speak before, whose spines will become stiffened. And they will stand and say, that's true. What he said is correct. We won't pass such a law. Do you understand what I'm saying? It is because there is a bankruptcy of voices for the kingdom at strategic places that useless laws have been made, decrees and policies have been made against God and against the church, and nobody is speaking. That is why you need to move to the top. And that is why the devil wants to keep the church in the pit. So that when it matters, there is no body of substance that can say anything. Even as we are in our country now, voices are needed. But there are many people who are dumb and deaf, and all manner of things has dumbened them. But your voice shall be heard. Somebody say after me, my voice shall be heard. Say it louder, say my voice must be heard. Say I must be a voice in my generation. I must be a voice when it is necessary to speak out on behalf of the church, of the gospel. When it is necessary to speak out, my voice must be heard. Do you understand what I'm saying? And I'm saying that even you don't need to be a politician. You are a kingdom star in football. Maybe, or in the entertainment industry. number one on the top, and you come out and say, no, this kind of thing can't happen in our nation. I'm not in politics, but I belong to this nation. And this is my realm, and you all know me. I'm not a failure. Right? You are a kingdom star in the realm of business, a billionaire, owner of a bank, a billionaire, properties, development, billionaire, oil and gas, billionaire, in manufacturing. You have the employment of 50,000 people under you, and rubbish is going on in your nation. And you step out and you say, you know what? I am a stakeholder in this economy. I have employed 50,000 people under my employment, more than most state governments. And I have a say in this country. This rubbish cannot go on. But because there are no people on the top who know what to do and what to say when there is a need to say something, rubbish goes on unchallenged. You know what the Bible said in Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 16? Then I said, wisdom is better than strength. Nevertheless, the poor man's wisdom is despised, and his words are not heard. Who is looking forward to hearing anything from a mediocre? Who wants to hear anything from a failure? Who wants to hear anything from a pauper? Somebody who has achieved nothing with their lives. So what is that one saying? Shut up there, my friend. What is this one talking? Who is that one there? And there are people who will talk and they can never say, who is that one? We need to step into a realm where we can become voices for the kingdom. We need to step into that dimension where you can become a voice even in your community. You arrive and you say, this local traditional witchcraft practice must stop. I am from this village. This practice cannot go on anymore. Am I communicating at all? This cannot go on. There are villages where they celebrate the dead and celebrate death and funerals because it is occasion for eating. And demand on people, bring this, bring that, bring this, bring that. So people are afraid. Now, they are paying more than that somebody died is what the fact that there is. So, when some people are crying that somebody died, it's not just that the person died. It's part of the cry, but the major part, where do I get money for burial now? Where do I get money from? And they imagine the demands that they... Heartless village people will make place on the children or the relation of the disease. Bring how many cow? And they will be eating. Well, people are crying. They are just eating away and drinking away. And there are some people who need to stand up and say, you know what? From now on, during funeral, we shall be fasting. You know what? You know what? We shall be fasting. How can we, especially if it is the death of a young child, if a young man, how can we be eating that a young man died? We should be fasting and crying out to God and saying, this must not happen anymore. And you are an authority enough to make such a law in your community and nobody challenges it. Because in time past you had assisted them. Am I communicating? What is the use of a mouth if it will not speak? Hey! I speak to somebody here. Every spirit of mutism, anything that has closed your mouth, I command that that mouth be open now. I command that that mouth be open now. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. So, being at the top is not just a position. It is an assignment. It's a what? Take your seat. It's not just for convenience. It's an assignment. Consider it a ministry. To be at the top. A ministry. A kingdom assignment. Being at the top of your game. The highest realm you could be in your own field and in your own life. See it as an assignment for the kingdom. To be able to stand for the kingdom. To speak on behalf of the kingdom. When necessary. To be the Joseph of Arimathea. Of your generation. Of your time. Of your world. To be. And not be that person. Whose voice. Can be despised. Somebody say amen. Somebody say louder amen. Number four. Why would we go to the top? To be positioned. To positively influence institutions. And nations from the top down. This is different now. To positively, we are to exist at the top in order to be positioned, to positively influence institutions and nations from the top down. Genesis chapter 18, verse 19. He said, for I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, that they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him. I know this man called Abraham. I will assist him to be positioned up because he will command his children. That's one side. Number two, his household. That is employee force. He will influence them positively in the way of the Lord. Am I communicating? Can I ask you a question? I'd like you to picture the managing director of an organization that has 1,000 employees. And then picture the messenger who is the least officer in that organization. Between this managing director and this messenger director, this messenger, who has the likely... Okay, let me give you this two scenario. The messenger has child dedication at Dunamis International Gospel Center, 2 Sundays to come. And he gave invitation to everybody in the office. In fact, there are people you will be afraid to give invitation to. Say, you have what you said? Child dedication. And you're asking me to come. Me. At best, he will see his colleague messengers if they come. Because even low people hate themselves. I'm telling you the truth. He may see one or two of his colleagues that may come to church with him. He's at the lowest level. And then they come and they go. But the managing director distributed the card to everybody in the organization. I'll be dedicating my child at Dynamics International Gospel Center this coming Sunday. The time is second service, 9 a.m. May we all meet there, please? Can we all meet there, please? Everybody will be there. In fact, some may come. I have not seen my own card. In fact, other people say, I don't need a card. And what will happen? They will enter the service. At the end of the service, they will go towards the man to congratulate him, to ensure that he sees that he came. But this is the exciting part of it. While somebody was in that service, he saw the power of God. He saw the presence of God. He heard the word of God. And he asked himself, so something like this exists? And I am in this town, I am not aware. Altar call is made. He stepped forward. Where the man couldn't directly preach, and even though he can preach to them to lead them to Christ, his position of influence has directly or indirectly dragged them to the kingdom. What do you want to achieve by being in the pit? What do you want to achieve by dwelling in the valley? How far do you want your life to affect your generation? You are the only person that can answer this question. As for me, I made up my mind longest time that I cannot be in the pit. I'm at the top. I made up my mind that everything I will do with my life, I will give it the best shot of it to ensure that any devil, no devil will claim ignorance of my existence. No devil, no man, no woman, no witch, no wizard can say, who is that? If you go to Oremo State, identify any native doctor, ask them what they suffered last weekend. Body hears more than word. Body hears more than ears. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. I announce to someone here seated, you are going up. In this generation, your voice shall be heard. If you are saying amen, say a loud amen. And the example I gave now, many of you will soon come. Give the Lord the praise. Give the Lord the praise. During our daughter's wedding, many of my classmates came. Professors of surgery. One of them is a big, I won't mention the organization, federal government organization, parastatal, very big one in the health sector. He's the top number one there. And he is of the other religion. He came with his people and entered the program. Several, they just came. Now, it broke anything called religious background because of who is inviting them. Am I communicating at all? Of who is inviting them? You came. And they ensured that we saw after the service, after the occasion, DVC of one of the of another university, the same class, all of them came. Am I communicating at all? Please ensure that you live such a life that can become a magnet for the kingdom. A magnet for the kingdom. I announce to you, starting from this moment, your voice shall be heard. Say a louder believer, say amen. Your influence shall be felt. Your voice shall be heard. And your influence shall be felt. Shout the loudest, amen. Finally, number 5. Did anybody get anything this morning? You know, during the American Civil War, Abraham Lincoln was the president. And he was the one who said, nobody can be president except he understands the Bible and holds a copy of the Bible. He forced the nation to fast 3 times in the course of the American Civil War. Everybody, wait on the Lord, fast 3 times. He told them, he said, whatever be your religion, fast. Wait on the Lord. Let's ask God for mercy. Let this crisis end. He gave them time from morning till what time they should fast. Thrice. Can any sergeant in the soldier say that? Just come up and say, people of America, I saw a vision where God said all of us should fast. They say, maybe it's hunger that is worrying you. Or they might tell him, it's the fear of the war is what is worrying him. He's afraid of the war. Which soldier is talking of fasting? Carry your gun and go and fight, man. If you want to live, if you want to die. Are you not a wasteable material? That's why you are a soldier. Are you following what I'm saying? But the commander-in-chief stood up in the nation and gave a command. and the whole nation obey. Kai, I want you to rise and be a commander. In any realm, any realm, any realm, and every realm, any realm, any realm, any realm you have found yourself, I decree today, you shall rise up in command. You shall rise up in authority. You shall rise up in influence. If you believe that, say loud amen. If you believe that, say loud amen. If you believe that, say loud amen. If you believe that, shout the loud most, say amen. Somebody say, I am rising up. I am shining. Because my light has come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon me. I will do everything it takes to exist at the top. I reject the pit. In Jesus' name. Give the Lord a big clap of hands to take your seat. To demonstrate the excellence of our God, we have done that. And then finally, for this moment, is to enlighten and illuminate the world on the possibility of combining greatness with godliness. Greatness with godliness. The world, it says, the world needs to be enlightened. That somebody can be great and be godly. The combination of greatness and godliness. The combination of authority and integrity. The combination of prosperity and character. In Job chapter 1 from verse 1 all the way to verse 3. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God and eschewed evil. There was born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters, and his substance also was 7,000 sheep and 3,000 camels and 500 yoke of oxen and 500 she-asses and a very great household, so that this man was the greatest man in all the land of the east. People think that if you want to be a star, you cannot be godly. That is a lie. And what young people have as stars in the world today are people moving about, either a sports star, a music star, a movie star, an ungodly billionaire is moving like that. Maybe he's gay. Tattoo everywhere. 10 earrings. All manner. And they just moving like that. He has married 3-4 times. But that is normal since he's a star. Eh? He's saying baby mamas everywhere. Baby mama. Or the mother of his children. Which one is that? That's right. Baby mamas everywhere. But since he's a star, it's okay. He's still a celebrity. Young people want to follow his steps. He's a celebrity. Am I speaking to somebody? So, there is a crisis of role model. People don't know who to follow. Because the people that are doing well, most of them are Satanists. I can tell you about some of the world's greatest billionaires. So, I heard that one said some time ago that he doesn't know if there is hell. He doesn't care if there is hell. But that if there is hell, he doesn't mind going there because it means it looks like most people in the world will be in hell. So it's better to be in the company of people. That is one of the world's richest men today. Was quoted as saying that. I don't know how true it is. He said most of the happy people and good people or people that are really, really enjoying their life, it looks like they will all be in hell. So it means hell is a place to be. I'm talking about people that have followership on Instagram, on Twitter, on all manner of tens of millions of people following what they say every day. So God is saying, I want a kingdom billionaire that is on the top billionaire list of the world. That doesn't have baby mamas everywhere. That has wife and children. And no traceable child from, not even in hell, will be traced to him. Am I communicating? Loves his wife, loves his children. Carries his Bible publicly. Goes to church and is not ashamed. And he doesn't make any apology. To show the world at least that being rich does not mean you have to be a sinner. To show the world that being a star does not mean you have to lose your character. We saw Joseph, he was a star. We saw Daniel, he was a star. We saw Job, they were stars. These people combined greatness with godliness. That is what God wants to achieve. There is a crisis, a shortage, a leadership role model crisis in our generation. Somebody say amen. There is such a crisis everywhere. Such a crisis everywhere. Such a crisis everywhere. And God is saying, I want to raise people. And I believe there is somebody here who will pick up that challenge. Like D.L. Moody said, when they say God is looking for a man who will not care who takes the glory, but will be used of God mightily. And he said, by God's grace, I want to be that man. Lord, will you use me? I want people who will be saying, Lord, I want to be your star in my generation. I want to go to the topmost top and let people know that becoming rich does not slow you down from going to church. Becoming important does not mean you stop fasting. Doesn't mean you can't do cleaning work in church anymore. You can't be an usher anymore. That these things are effortlessly combinable. One of the top billionaires I know in this country, in his field, the construction industry, he's still an usher in his church, and the wife is still in the choir. I'm talking of people, as someone who can write any appreciable figure and put 9 zeros at the back, and it will cash. I'm talking of someone who has never taken a bank loan to do any business, any job. Who has every amount of money available to carry out a job that they give him without. He may not need your mobilization to start the job. He has enough resources. He says he's working strictly on the covenant that says thou shalt not borrow. So he won't even borrow, even from a bank. He's standing as an usher. His wife is standing in the choir. Wearing choir uniform with everybody. Billionaire, multi-billionaire wife. There are people, if they have ordinary CC, leg will not touch the ground again. They need to fly in the air. They are commanding everybody, hey, you come here. Oh, you come here. Is it because we're in the same church? Do you know me? Even if In our organization, you can't even qualify to be a cleaner. Those are people who don't understand the kingdom. They don't understand the gospel. The higher God takes you, the lower you become in yourself. Kingdom authority imparts humility. You'll be telling God, who am I that you are raising like this? Who am I that you are doing this to me? What did I do differently from others that you are taking me up like this? It humbles you. Somebody say amen. Am I communicating at all? Look at your neighbor, say, God wants to use me to show that greatness can be combined with godliness and not in spoil. Look at your neighbor,
look at your neighbor and say to them, say, I am going to be very great. I am already great, but I will be very, very great and very, very godly. Greatness in my life will not reduce godliness.
You know Job, you know David, you know Joseph. These were all people that were great and they were godly. Listen, I give you two counsels. We'll continue this message in the second service with five other points if you just need to pick up the second service message. What is my counsel number one? Decide and determine to exist at the top in life as part of your Christian duty. As part of your Christian duty. Decide and determine. This is my duty as a Christian. God said, I shall be above only. Deuteronomy 28:13. Not beneath. It is part of my Christian duty. I am duty bound. If I belong to God, I am bound by duty to exist at the top. Matthew chapter 5 verse 14. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill that cannot be hid. Determine. Number two. So there is a decision to make. Things can fall. Things drop. Things may drop from the table by chance. Maybe this thing is not here now. See, leave it. This thing is on that table. Maybe by chance it can fall. But is there any way I can by chance do like this and it starts going up? Except this Nigerian movie is working. Did you hear what I said? By chance, it's just do like this and then it starts going up. No. Things fall by chance, but they rise by choice. It is not possible to by chance go up. You found yourself up and they say, how? You say, I didn't even know how I came here. Things may fall by choice, by chance. Things may drop by chance. But if they will rise, it is by choice. You need to make up the choice. You need to make up the determination. You need to make up the choice for things to rise. I can't remain where I have remained all these years. It is part of my Christian duty to be up, and I must be up. Number two, diligently seek to know and do all it takes to exist in the realm of royalty and authority. Diligently seek to know. What is that? Diligently seek to know what to do. Okay, I think I can complete it. Diligently seek to know what to do and do all it takes to exist in the realm of authority, of royalty and authority. That is, anything I need to do, I want to know. And once I have known what to do, I will do them diligently until I find myself up. That was what Proverbs said in Proverbs 22, verse 29. It says, seest thou a man that is diligent in his business, he shall stand before kings. He shall not stand before ordinary men. It's a new day for you. It's a new day for you.
It's a new day for you. You believe it's a new day for you? Shout the loudest, amen.
How many of you are going higher today? We're going to sing that song, I am going higher. Yes, I am. I am going above the shadows into the presence of God. But before we sing that song, take a look at the Owerri Healing and Deliverance Crusade. We'll do that. All right, okay, go ahead. Go through your note like you are doing, and then you show us the Owerri Healing and Deliverance Crusade. Thank you, Master.
God is making the crooked places to become straight in the name of Jesus.
And the affliction on the head is tending to insanity.
Since November last year.
Yes, sir.
Yellow and orange with a breast condition. The Lord has healed it right now.
He said for 3 years now he had had that lump on the breast. Went to the hospital and they are close to the cancer.
Two years.
The pain is gone and you believe cancer has died.
For you. Pray this prayer after me. Give the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords a big clap and a louder shout of praise.
Hallelujah. How many of us are ready to make the decision this morning? Decision to be at the top and not to be in the pit. Stand up on your feet everywhere you are. Does anybody bring a bottle of oil? Alright, stand up on your feet and lift up your hands. And go ahead and give him the praise for the word today. Lift your voice and say after me, say Father. Say it louder, say Father.
Father.
Thank you.
For your word.
To me.
Today.
Lord,
I believe
you have spoken to me,
and
my life can never remain the same. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray.
Thank you.
to us and say, Father, I am a city that is set on a hill that cannot be healed. In the name of Jesus, I am taking us to the top level where I belong. I am stepping up to the top level where I belong right now. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and speak to God. Open your mouth. I am taking us to the top level of life where I belong. I am taking us to that top level of life where I belong. Receive the grace to do whatever it takes to get to the top. Are you ready for that prayer? Lift your hands high and say, Father,
Father,
I receive
the grace
to do whatever
it takes
to arrive at the top.
I receive
that grace now in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray.
Precious name. Proverbs chapter 19 verse 21. He said there are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord that shall stand. People, no matter how hard, evil tries, evil counsel can never stand. Mark it. In this nation, evil shall never be enthroned. Never. 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 Capital letters, red, underlined. Never. Emphasis. Lord, frustrate evil and enthrone good in this season in Nigeria. No matter how hard evil tries, the counsel of evil can never, never stand. Don't let heart fail you. God created the whole earth in 6 days. There is nothing he cannot do in 6 hours. Fail you. There is a God who rules in the affairs of men. God created the whole world in 6 days. There is nothing he cannot do in 6 minutes if he needs to do it. In 6 minutes, nothing. Nothing. Lift up your hands now. I want you to pray with conviction and say after me, say, Father!
Father!
In Nigeria, frustrate evil and enthrone good in this season. In Nigeria, Father, frustrate evil and enthrone good in our life. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Frustrate evil. Thank you.
lift up your hands. I am going to lead a melody. That's it.
Oh Lord, arise. La mirani. Oh Lord, arise.
By the time you hear that, from all the trumpeters and the instrumentalists, just open your mouth and begin to blast in tongues. Oh Lord, arise and frustrate evil and enthrone good in Nigeria.
Oh Lord, arise.
Please let me say. Excellent. Lift your hands. to apply the oil, but everywhere you are this morning, you are saying to me, Pastor, I want to make my ways right with Jesus. I want my sins forgiven. I want today to mark a new day for me. I want to be born again. I want to be saved. Everywhere you are this morning, I'd like you to pray this prayer with me. I mean it from your heart. Everywhere you are this morning, you are here live, watching by the sideline, watching by the internet, anywhere across the world. You are saying, Pastor, I want to give my life to Jesus. I want my sins forgiven. I want today to mark a new day for me. Say this prayer with me and say, Lord Jesus, louder, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, no turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Say a louder amen.